From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day to you and welcome this Monday. This recognition Monday, by the way. I'll explain coming up momentarily. Hopefully you had a good weekend. I'm Bill Michaels and our radio Joe across the way. If you want to get a hold of us, numerous ways to find the program. You can, first of all, go to the radio.com app. Track us down there. Radio.com, a wonderful way to take us all over the place, especially this holiday season. So if you're in the mall and you're one of those people that have a headset in, and it's a great way to be able to listen to the program and really not be bothered by somebody that wants to give you the deep sea, dead sea rubdown. You know what I mean? When you're walking through the middle of the mall and they always say, hey, do you got a second? Or can I ask you a question? And I usually look back at them and go, you just did. Thank you. Boy, have a Merry Christmas. That being said, today is Recognition Monday, and what I mean by this, and for those that were listening to morning shows on many of our network affiliates, and you heard this already, pardon me, but what I recognized over the weekend was the Green Bay Packers are not a good football team. They're just not. Oh my God. If you watched the Saints, hell, if you watched the Bears, if you watched football over the weekend, there is, and it's not just like the offense. I mean, the Bears get it done in many different ways, offense and defense, okay? The Saints get it done with their spectacular offense led by Drew Brees. Two-step drop, three-step drop, boom, 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 gam, get rid of the ball. Gone. I mean, the offense just works. It clicks. It gets into a rhythm. Off you go. And then they slow it down and they kind of observe things. And then they speed it back up. And it's just, bam, it's just there. It's just that you just know it. You know what I mean? It's just you look at it and go, damn, that's the way it's supposed to work, right? Just saw it yesterday. It was so, as I sat back and I watched games, hell, even the Cowboys looked functional yesterday, you know? As I sat back and I watched games, I'm sorry. The Packers just aren't a good football team. They're just not. I mean, even the Ravens with Joe Flacco looked better than the Packers do. You know, they're just not good. And I don't know why. It's not as if I can sit here and say, this is the reason why. Is it play calling? Yeah, you know what? There's some things you can talk about play calling. You know, ISO routes, straight downfield and all that kind of stuff. Okay, I get it. You watched a lot of jumble formations yesterday. You watched a lot of innovation yesterday. I mean, even the Vikings had moments in that game last night, specifically towards the end. I'll tell you what, if you're a Vikings fan listening to us, sorry, you're not a good football team either. Your defense is okay. It's nowhere near what it was last year, but you made a big mistake in bringing in Kirk Cousins, and I knew it when you did, and I smiled because it was the Vikings, but Kirk Cousins is not a good quarterback. He's not worth the money you're paying him, specifically not the guaranteed money. He was the Michael Redd of the NFL when you went out and got him. He was the best player available when it came to the quarterbacking position. And you bit it hook, line, and sinker, and you are a great big fat purple bass laying on the deck of the boat flopping around with a hook in your mouth because you owe that clown all kinds of money. He's good, but he's not even top 10. Not even top 10. So you look at Drew Brees, that cat's got it going on. There's no doubt about that. He's got it going on. You're going to see a good one coming up tonight, too, between the Chiefs and the Rams. You're going to watch Patrick Mahomes and how quick he just operates an offense. Andy Reid says, here it is. Patrick Mahomes looks at him and goes, you got it. They go out and execute it. You're going to watch that coming up tonight. You're going to see that Rams defensive front, which is good. The rest of that Rams defense is ailing a little bit. But you're going to watch that coming up tonight out in L.A. Just the way an offense should be operated. Here's the play. Run it. Here's the personnel package. No improv. No garbage. No dancing around, running around, all that kind of stuff is what it is. Broncos looked okay in a win yesterday, but they're still not a good football team. Chargers, I can't believe the Chargers got beat, to be honest with you. That's a good football team, too. But it was a recognition Sunday yesterday. as I just sat back and watched football. Hell, the Lions looked good yesterday. They had their moments. I don't know what's wrong with Carolina. Carolina just can't. It's much like the Packers. Carolina has just struggles on the road. Titans are a good defense. They don't have a great offense, but they got a good defense. But beyond that, the Texans sitting at 7-3, finally. I mean, if you got a team that I think a lot of people are looking over the fence and maybe rooting for with J.J. Watt, I think a lot of people are looking at the Texans going, okay, bring that. We want a Wisconsin connection of some type. 23-21, they knock off the Redskins. Yes, and the Redskins look bad. Who are they going with the rest of the season now? Now that Alex Smith got beat up. I can't remember who they're going with. Who's their backup quarterback? Is it Colt McCoy? Colt McCoy is their backup quarterback. Alex Smith yesterday was 12 of 27 and looked bad in that ball game. Colt McCoy comes in 6 of 12, 54 yards, a touchdown, and everybody thinks Colt McCoy's, you know, the next coming of, say, Aaron Rodgers, but that's not the way it's going to work out. But just yesterday, my point being, there's just a lot of offenses that look a lot better than the Packers. And if they don't have an offense that looks really good, they've got a defense that looks really good. The Packers have a sustainable defense. With the injuries, I don't know if even they have that anymore. But the Packers have a sustainable defense. We have seen a marked improvement in their defense. But they need that offense to be their best weapon, and it's not. It just isn't. It's dysfunctional. It's slow. It's methodical. It's plotting. I don't know how else to put it. It just looks like a high school offense running. It's trying to be pro, and they're trying to do things, and it just looks slow. It just looks just bad. And they finally found a run game. Okay, they've got a decent run game. There's a lot of things on paper this team has, but it just looks bad. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Then the report comes out over the weekend, which I don't think it's that big of a deal. I mean, I know it was a headline on the NFL Network, but Mike McCarthy needs to have a good showing to keep his job. Duh. I could have wrote that headline and just attributed it to me. You know, duh. What's a good showing? What's a good showing? Now, here's the question. Suppose the Packers go on a run and run the table. You know, I hate to use the words run the table, but suppose they run the table, okay? And they find themselves in the postseason as a wild card. Got to go on the road. Then what? So you finish strong, basically winning out, and as it stands, because right now when it comes to the wild card, you're battling Minnesota. Which you, if you beat Minnesota on Sunday night, you would have then the tiebreaker. You're battling Carolina. You're battling the Seahawks, which now they own the tiebreaker. You would be battling Dallas. Some of those teams that are right there on the cusp. I mean, you're not far off. But in the grand scheme of things. You know what I mean? In the grand scheme of things. What happens? What happens? I mean, if the Packers run the table and they actually find themselves in the postseason, what happens then? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If they run the table and find themselves in the postseason, should Mike McCarthy keep his job for turning this mess around? It all starts on Sunday night. But should Mike McCarthy keep his job if they can get to 10 wins somehow? You know? That's the most astounding thing. You're looking at New Orleans and L.A. as the top two teams. Think about this. The Packers, if the Packers beat the Vikings and beat the Bears, okay? And the Bears still end up, God forbid, winning the division, which is very likely at this point. Okay? The Packers would then, the way things stand, Washington sitting at 6-4 atop their division. Now, they've got some big games coming up, which I believe they're playing. Redskins are playing on Thursday, right? I think the Redskins are playing on Thursday on Thanksgiving. Yes, they are. They're playing at Dallas. So that'll be for the top spot in the division, believe it or not. It's Jason Garrett, who was on the verge of losing his job, is now battling back. And the Cowboys are starting to kind of hit the ground running. It pained me to watch Jerry Jones celebrate yesterday, by the way. on a last-second field goal. Anyway, they would be battling the wild card if they could get there, either Washington or Dallas, or they could go and face the Bears. And then do you say, okay, going to Chicago and beat them for a third time? Because that's where they would end up playing, obviously. Going to beat them for a third time to move on to a divisional round? Does that save Mike McCarthy's job? What would save Mike McCarthy's job? Or at this point in time, is it just, I want to be done with it? Want it done, want it over, want a new start next year, and then bring in a new head coach who, you know, the head coach is going to bring his own people. And it's time for Aaron Rodgers, midstream or towards the end of the stream, to change direction. Because now you're bringing in somebody with a different offense, a different philosophy, a different thought. They may have a different energy, but is it wise to do so? If they win out, or here's the other question, are you now rooting that the Packers don't win out, don't go to the postseason, so they clean house and start fresh hitting the ground running next year? So what camp are you in? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. I find all of this very fascinating as to where the mindset and temperament is of many Packers fans. 855-830-8648. Hey, guys, if you're still struggling with erectile dysfunction, don't be deceived by all the noise out there about this pill or that pill, because they really don't get to the underlying problems, which could be health issues or just normal aging, for that matter. Call the medical experts over at Neumel Medical Center. They're going to create an ED solution especially for you. And you can see the results in the first visit, by the way. Otherwise, the first visit is free. And if you're like me, and you know, you woke up and you were sluggish and moody and foggy and just no stamina, and you started to wonder, why? Why am I like this every day? Get tested. See if you have low T. I did. Thanks to Neumel, plenty of energy. Big weekend this past weekend, by the way. I'll tell you more about that coming up. But crazy schedule, crazy life. Even though I was off, I wasn't off. There was a lot going on. And if you want to shed some pounds, especially this time of year, by the way, check out the Neumel all-in-one weight loss program. Lost over 50. It really is down 60 and then put a few back on, but doing great from where I was. Holy mackerel. And I have kept it off. Feel younger, getting back in the game. Guys, just call. Neumel Medical Center, 414-455-4451. Locations in Milwaukee and Green Bay. All you got to do is call. 414-455-4451. That's the Neumel Medical Center. So what camp are you in? What camp are you in? Do you want to see the Packers win out? Mike McCarthy keep his job? Do you think that if the Packers win out, Mike McCarthy should remain the head coach? Or are you like some Packers fans out there, believe it or not, that are saying, man, between you and me, I hope they lose. I hope they get a high draft choice. I hope they clean house. I'm totally done with this. I'm mad. I want to kind of restructure things before Aaron Rodgers' career comes to an end. Maybe that's the camp you're in. But if they win out, should Mike McCarthy keep his job? 855-830-8648. Want your opinion? Coming up next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I'm focused on what's in front of us. You know, every individual on the inside, particularly, you know, the football team, you know, we have a 2018 commitment, and that's all I've ever focused on.
Michael's show is on the air. We are glad you are on board. Hopefully you're having a fantastic day, getting your week off right, started on a Monday. Hey, I want to remind you that a week from today, it is a special week coming up. It's our annual toy drive for Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. And even if you're not in the Milwaukee area, you can still donate. So keep an ear to the radio, keep an ear to the app, whatever it is you're listening to us on. And we'll let you know how. But what we're looking for is new unwrapped toys that we can fill an entire semi with. And we've done it now for, God, I don't know how long this thing's been going. 11, 12, 15 years? I don't know. Been a long time. But it's the single biggest toy drive event for Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. And it means a lot. And it really, this time of year, there's a lot of lessons to be learned. And we can't do it without you. So next week starts our toy drive. So if you're going to be in the area of, say, Oak Creek, at the Blaine's Farm and Fleet on Rawson, that's where you're going to be able to find us, and we hope to see you down there. I'll be there every day, doing the show down there every day, and from 6 a.m. until 6 p.m. Somebody will be manning the booth. And we just hope that you can stop by and drop off a new unwrapped toy and join us down there at some point or another. And there's a lot of great sponsors that are going to be a part of that as well. And we can't say thanks enough to everybody. But if you can join us, great. If you can't and you're listening to us and you want to make a donation, I don't care if it's $1 or $5 or $50 or $1,000. Whatever you can do, we certainly appreciate it, okay? And there's a lot of lessons to be learned. We'll talk more about that as the date approaches. We were talking about Mike McCarthy and what it would take for this team to not only retain his services, I guess, but to, I guess what it would take for Mike McCarthy to be looked upon differently than he is right now. I think most people look at Mike McCarthy and say, he was a terrific coach, but his voice has grown stale, the offense is not innovative, and he's gone at the end of the season. And that's part of the reports coming out of the NFL Network over the weekend. So my question to you is this, which, and I've said this before, I'll say it again, I like Mike, I really do. I think he's a terrific guy. I think what he's done for the community, what he's done for Children's Hospital out in Madison, the benefits that him and his wife have done here in the state are terrific. I met Mike. As a matter of fact, I was one of the first people. I don't want to pat myself on the back. I'm just saying I was right place at the right time. One of the first people to meet Mike McCarthy. He was at an event that I was emceeing, and myself and one of the guys from the hotel, my buddy Chris from the Pfister Hotel, were standing there, and I looked over and said, you know who that is? And he was talking about being the head coach of the Packers. And nobody knew who the guy was. He's like, oh, I just got to town, and they wanted me to come down for this event to meet a few people. And so we sat in a corner and kind of BS'd all night. We had some friends that worked in the bar business in the same area in Pittsburgh. And so it just, he's a terrific guy. He really, really is. Being a terrific guy doesn't necessarily make you a great head coach, and it doesn't necessarily give you the right for longevity. And I understand that. Professionally speaking, right now, the Packers aren't where they need to be. I would love to see him turn it around and kind of get the respect of his quarterback again and have things work out. I just don't know if it can. I mean, it just looks so far gone. I don't know. If he can reel it back in, man, kudos to him. Then he deserves, in my opinion, to stay. But in your opinion, what needs to happen? What needs to happen? Matthias, listening to us in Oconomowoc. Matthias, what's going on in your world?
I couldn't agree more, Bill. Bill, Mike is a great coach. He did a good job for us. He won a Super Bowl. But the time to change is now. I think his offense has become completely stale. People have so much video on us now. I mean, it looks like Rodgers is afraid to throw in the coverage because it looks like the defensive backs are waiting ready for these guys to come out of their breaks and into their different routes. There's nothing new in our offense. There's no wrinkles. There's nothing. And to be honest, even if the Packers do turn it around, somehow make the playoffs, and bar winning a Super Bowl, I think he's done. I don't see them. I don't see them becoming any better next year with him. I see Brian Gutekunst turning this team around. If that means that we have to lose out, get a early first rounder. The first thing that I would like him to do is trade that first rounder for more picks, because this team really needs a whole restacking. But we definitely need a new voice out there in leadership, and whether or not that means that we go in-house or we find somebody outside, we just need somebody who's not going to play not to lose. We've got to get somebody who's gonna step on the throats of the opponents when we've got them down, and I don't think Mike's that guy anymore.
I appreciate the phone call, Matthias. When you say find in-house, first of all, if they fire Mike McCarthy, I don't want him to go in-house. I just don't. Find that new person, whether it's somebody that's had HUD coaching experience or somebody that's young or younger, energetic. I mean, don't get me wrong. Don't find yourself a 30-year-old coach and say he's our coach. It's hard to have a guy that's 30 years old walk into Aaron Rodgers and go, hey, this is what we're going to do and how we're going to do it, when Aaron Rodgers isn't older than him. But it's not easy to go find a good coach that's going to walk in and be on the same page, same level, same respect or more with a guy who's 34, 35 years old going to the Hall of Fame and on the backside of his career. Now, it may be the best years of his career, who knows, but it's still the backside of his career. I don't know how you do that. And you know, everybody wants to say, well, maybe it's Harbaugh if he gets fired in Baltimore. Well, okay, but, you know, he's been a good coach, but is that the guy you want? You know, I think everybody wants to say the next Sean McVay's got to be out there. And he very well may be. They're not easy to find. But I think what you do is you start looking at successful systems with consistent success. And the biggest thing for a head coach is communicating with his guys and organization. Those are the two biggest things. And then it's all about the people you hire. The best thing McVay ever did was bring in Phillips. Wade Phillips came in and said, McVay said, look, let me just concentrate on the offense. You go handle the defense. I'll talk to you later. And Phillips said, okay, see you then. They basically meet on game days. How are we looking? That's it. That's the same thing Mike McCarthy did when he first got here. He hired Dom Capers and said, Dom, I don't want to worry about the defense. I got enough of my hands full with the offense. And Dom was terrific. Dom went to Ted and said, this is what I need. Ted said, okay. And they all worked really well together. And then that thing began to kind of fracture. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, go ahead and do so. This one's from James. He said, my frustration with McCarthy is he brought Joe Philbin back and they supposedly rewrote the offense, but yet it looks the same. And I think that's why it's time for a change, no matter how this team does the rest of the season. This one is from Pac-93Z. I concur. It's awesome Packers coverage. Just wish it was more diverse in the coverage when it comes to Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy. This one's from MN Cheesehead. Says, anything short of a Super Bowl, he's gone. Should have been gone 3 to 4 years ago, realistically. Brenda says, I've always liked Mike McCarthy. I would like them to win out, but I think this team is too broken. If they win out, Mike McCarthy should keep his job, though. But I think the reality is he's gone. I think both him and 12 would breathe a sigh of relief parting ways. Mike McCarthy seems stressed. I'll tell you this. Mike McCarthy didn't look good in that press conference on Thursday night after that ball game out in Seattle. I mean, he looked emotional. He looked beaten. And I'm not talking about beaten like beaten just got beat by the Seahawks. I'm talking beaten. He just did. I mean, I worry more about Mike and his health. He just didn't look good. He just looked worn out. And maybe that's it. Maybe Mike's worn out. Maybe he's worn. I mean, I don't know. I'm not around him every day. Maybe he's lost a pep in his step. Who knows? David says, can't see the Packers running the table. The Packers can't win on the road. We'll struggle in Minnesota and Chicago, possibly losing both games. Be honest. Would rather see McCarthy gone and start fresh next season. Packers kept McCarthy at least 2 years too long. This one's from Hurley. Says, in my opinion, the only thing that saves him is the Super Bowl. Haywood, says, I have recently discovered the program. Find you guys offer the most honest view of the Green Bay Packers. The team's not very good. They've been passed by the Bears, who are going to win the division this year, and Minnesota, and they're sitting near the bottom right now. How high are they above the Lions? This is from Jason. Says, I believe McCarthy's days are done after this season. Green Bay will then make Mike Pettine the head coach, and Philbin will be the offensive coordinator. Unchanged will become a defensive football team and let Aaron run the calls on offense. That's just my opinion. We'll talk about that when we come back, too, because I find that an interesting thought. And also, we're going to hear from Mike McCarthy and some of his thoughts on all of this as well as just some of the things that he has said recently. I want to get into that as well, so stay tuned. This is the Bill Michaels Show. If you want to chime in, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. And that's a way to get a hold of us. Give us a shout. By the way, speaking of the Super Bowl, we're going to be there. Regardless of what happens with the Green Bay Packers, we will be there. And we'll be in Atlanta, Georgia, Radio Row for an entire week of great broadcasts brought to you by a lot of great people. Number one, our friends at Stenny's, second to National, Walker's Point, Milwaukee's best sports bar, home of the Bill Michaels garlic cheese bread. They run shuttles to all the games. Fantastic people. Also, Pat and Brooke and everybody at Signature Limo. If you got a night out, go with Signature Limo. If you're trying to get to the airport, go with Signature Limo. If you got a party, if you got clients in town, go with Signature Limo. They are fantastic people. They really are great people over there. That's Signature Limo. Also, our friends at Skipper Buds. I got out and saw those guys over the weekend and finally said, hey, can you winterize my boat? And they looked at me with one eyebrow raised, said, has it been inside? And I said, yes. They said, thank God, because they're already getting boats in that haven't been winterized yet that are starting to crack some engine blocks. So if you haven't got it done yet, get it out there. And if you're looking for a great deal, holiday gifts, ton of specials out of Skipper Buds right now. Make sure you go see our friends at Skipper Buds. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show on the air. On this Monday, as you got a chance to watch some football over the weekend, I would assume you watched a little bit of the NFL and saw a lot of what I saw. Quick working offenses, some innovation. And if they didn't have a great offense, they had a pretty good defense. And if you're going to be an elite team in this league, you need a combination of both. And the Packers' best defense is their offense. Their defense is serviceable, better than serviceable, but they're trying to do it all by themselves right now because you've got an offense. Even though they've been able to put the ball in the end zone often here as of late, the operating procedure, I guess, if you will, throughout a majority of the season has been drive, 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 stall. So they have not been the asset that you had hoped for. But just watching this thing go, it's been tough. And if they win out, does Mike McCarthy keep his job, or do you think it's just irreparable and it's just time to make a change regardless? Mike McCarthy says his job status has not come up in these meetings yet.
I'm focused on what's in front of us. You know, every individual on the inside, particularly, you know, the football team, you know, we have a 2018 commitment, and that's all I've ever focused on.
I know I'm about out of here. He's not going to talk about his speculation for 2019. But Mike did everything but say, why don't you guys look around? They gave Aaron Rodgers a contract. They told me I can earn it. I've already won a Super Bowl. What more do I have to earn? I'm a highly successful football coach. Look, the bottom line is with these meetings, they're just walking in going, oh, hi, Mike. How you doing? Come on in, sit down. Yo, what's going on? Well, Aaron Rodgers and I aren't talking. It's not really good right now. Okay, silos. That's all right. 2019? No. We're not even sure yet. We don't even know if we're going to be in Green Bay. We're just kidding, Mike. Just go ahead and do your thing.
Are you serious?
I'm sure it's a little more civil than that, but things just aren't good right now. Now he talks about his weekly meetings with Mark Murphy.
It's gone well. It's informative. I think it's a bit of a challenge more in season, in season for me than off season.
He hasn't fired me, but going up to his office every week kind of sucks. I got other things to do. That's what it sounds like. I don't want to go up and see Mark again. He didn't give me money. Okay, I'm going upstairs. If anybody needs me, I'm going to be upstairs. I'm going
this
to
is the ridiculous.
Bathroom
my
for
God.
A while. Just no time to potty. He took away my potty break. Darn it. Go up and see Mark again.
Hell yeah.
What? Well, I went in the wrong door. Hey, what's that behind the desk? I'm going to walk over here. Just grab. Oh, the wrist is cold. Are you okay? Ted, wake up. Okay. Held my sunglasses under his nose to make sure. He's good. Ted, you're going to the Hall of Fame. Oh.
Oh, I have sizzle.
Okay. I got to go down to the hall and see Mark. Good luck with that. Leave my jacket here. Don't steal that.
Sure.
Thank you. So right now, what is the answer with this team?
It's everything you put into it. I mean, you get what you emphasize in this league. So I have great confidence. I've been in this position before, so I have confidence in how we do things. It's very important at these particular junctures in a season you have to react. There's no doubt about that, but you can't overreact. So we've just got to stay in tune with the specifics and the details of why we're not getting it done in those situations.
I mean, come on. If you had the answer, I don't think you're looking at Joe Philbin and Mike Pettin and waiting for Aaron Rodgers to leave the room going, you know what? Between you and me, if we'd have hung on to Ty Montgomery, or even if Randall Cobb comes back, they'd probably be a pretty good quarterback. I'm a quarterback's coach. I can make these guys a quarterback. I don't have to take this crap from him, right? We're at a juncture. It's a process. You want to react, but you don't want to overreact. And Philbin looks at him and goes, what? And Pettin says, well, statistically speaking, and Mike says, statistics are for losers. Well, then I got nothing.
I know you guys, particularly you, Bill, you love your statistics.
No, I got nothing. Statistically speaking, you can't use statistics here. Because statistics don't prove anything other than the fact that we don't have a lot of statistics in our favor. Things aren't good. Huh? What? Did you get anything out of the meeting? No. How about you? No. Let's go eat. Look, if he had the answer would have been given out by now. That's it. There isn't any answer here. The answer is you better get your quarterback to play a little bit better. You better get your quarterback to own up to some of his mistakes. You better get your quarterback to go to a three-step drop and get rid of the damn football. You better, if guys aren't getting open, you better figure out a way to get guys to run better routes. Otherwise, look, I've said it all along. I had a coach that said it to me continuously. I can lose with anybody. I don't need you to lose. If you're not going to execute the way you're supposed to, go sit down. We'll at least put guys that want to play and want to do things right and want to learn on the field to give them tape for somebody else. If they're not here next year and I'm gone, we'll give these guys tape to go somewhere else to earn a spot. Because I can lose with anybody. Anybody can be a loser. It's easy. So if we're not going to put our best out there and we're going to lose games, at least let's do it with guys that are wanting to do things the right way, that are all on the same page. For the people that want to go do things on their own, that don't get it, they're too stupid, they just don't understand the dynamics of either the offense or the defense, go sit down. Go stick your face in the heater and open your lips and go as the heater blows you in the grill when you're on the sideline. Okay, like a dog sticking his head out of the window. Go have some fun. Go enjoy your season because we can lose with anybody.
Statistics are for losers.
There you go.
Well, hey, trust me, statistics are important. To me, statistics, it provides a direction to make sure you look closely.
What? I had a buddy of mine back when I was, I think, 22 or 23. He said the same thing about boobs. See, that's when he was using statistics.
At the end of the day, it's about winning, Bill.
No, exactly. I agree with that. But when you use statistics to look closely... he would rate them in A's and B's and C's.
Bill, I think you make a great point.
Thank you. Thank you. That makes you look closely. Otherwise, nah. I get it. So, anyway, would you like to get Aaron Jones a few more touches?
It's just like anything. I mean, you want to get your playmakers the ball. You know, it's a focus each and every week. I think his touches yesterday was, what, 18, 19? Yeah, it'd been nice to maybe get him north of 20, but, you know, that's part of the game. And so, but, you know, I thought Aaron was impactful yesterday.
I'd like to give it to him more than giving it to Aaron Rodgers at this point. Seriously. What? Seriously. Rodgers just pushing me off, man. Pushing me off. Aaron Jones, by the way, he said when he had 18, 19 touches, he had 16. Just an FYI. He had 17 total targets when it came to rushes and targets. 11 carries, 40 yards. He had 6 targets, 5 catches, 63 yards. So he had 103 total yards and 2 touchdowns. And the man had a total of 16 touches. Don't you think that a guy that has become a playmaker should probably have a few more touches? I think so. I think a lot of people think so, especially on third and one when you're throwing it 52 yards downfield, just wailing it up. Maybe you might want to hit him in the clearing over the middle when nobody's around him.
Stay positive, Bill.
I'm trying. I'm positive he can get yards after the catch. I'm positive we saw that in the Bears game when Aaron just did quick outs, got into a rhythm, drove the ball downfield, and trusted his wide receivers to make a spin move, to get away from guys, get away from the defenders, and then off to the races. Just kind of trying to air it out and throw it 35, 45, 55 yards downfield continuously. Hey, just between you and me, okay? Hopefully nobody in Minnesota is listening. Between you and me, it's not working. Just not throw it out.
Book that.
Book that. It's not working. So, Mike says he's doing what he can do to protect his guys.
The externals are always going to be there, one way or the other. So, head coaches, it's important for him to stand in front of that and take that. I'm a big believer in protect the locker room. That's a constant focus that we've had since day one here. You know, it's because the most important room in this building is the locker room, and the hardest job in the building is the players. So it's our job to prepare and make sure those guys are ready. And that's definitely not helping us win if we're talking about external opinions.
They're a bunch of petulant babies, and I'm not stooping to their level. That's it. That's it. There you go. There you go. By the way, we'll do one more. If you guys had, say if the NFL went to 11 timeouts per half, would you guys be good if you had more timeouts?
We didn't have any clean information there. Every stadium's different. You know, there's not a lot of replays in that stadium, you know, as far as on the field. And obviously we didn't have the replay up top.
How did you not have the replay up top when we all had the replay? I'm just throwing it out there because basically the televisions are in the coach's booth. You know what? This is what happened. The coach had gone back into the media dining area and grabbed himself an extra hot dog. And they're like, hey, I think there's a replay. Did somebody miss it? And he's like, oh, I didn't see it. I wouldn't challenge. I didn't see it. No, I didn't. No, what? No, go ahead. Run the play. Run. I screwed up there, Mike. My bad. It's on me. It's on me.
There's no leftovers.
Yeah, to me, they had free wieners out there, man. I'm sorry. Yeah, you should have called a timeout. Should have called a timeout while I was eating a free wiener. Okay,
there's no leftovers.
There weren't, but it took them about 8 minutes to find me relish. I was sons of dead. Okay, all right, my bad. That's Mike in the headset. That's on me. That's on me, Mike. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
God bless you.
Welcome back to the program. Bill Michaels Show on the air. Hey, there's a holiday gift that everybody loves. It's compact, tasty, one-size-fits-all. That's the Cousin Subs gift card. Make your life a little easier. Give it to your friends, your family, everybody. Maybe even somebody you don't like. Maybe it'll make their world a better place and you can like them again. Purchase a $25 gift card today at your favorite Cousin Subs location. Get yourself a coupon, by the way, for a free 7.5-inch sub. Now, that's the gift that keeps on giving. Cousin Subs, it's where they believe in better, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Back to the phone calls. Talk to John listening to us in Madison. John, welcome to the program, man. What's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking the call, Bill.
Sure.
I'm not on any bandwagon. I think a lot of people, and I'm not a super McCarthy fan either, but you know, you said it before, be careful what you wish for. You get rid of McCarthy, I don't see, unless you get some phenomenal stroke of luck, any coach coming in there and changing anything for at least a season,
right?
Maybe more. And boy, the more I watch Aaron play, either the collarbone thing is just not right yet, that recovery from that, but you know, you take a look at Brady wins any way he can. If he's got the long pass, he goes for it. If running's working, they go with that. He picks his way down the field. He'll take the short 8-10 yard passes all day long. And you've said it yourself. People are wide open, and Aaron's looking for the big play. He does not do what gets you first downs. My other complaint, and I don't know how much power he has to change plays, but when you're running down the field with Jones, and he gets you within the 10-yard line, and you throw three straight passes to get in the end zone, what the heck's going on?
Mm-hmm.
The thing that worked for you all the way downfield, now it's okay. Well, now we're going to pass and get in there. I don't know if he's worried about his overall stats in his lifetime or who's calling the plays, but I just don't see there's something not right. You know, either these people that are wide open across the middle and on the sidelines, and he just doesn't throw to him. I mean, and people have even said he looked right at him, and then he looks for someone else, and by the time he comes back to that guy, now he's covered. So you tell me. I mean, I used to think, well, McCarthy's the major part of the problem, but I don't know. The more I look at it, and maybe they do need a change, but you know, if you do change coaches, don't look for any miracle, you know, for at least a year, in my
right.
opinion.
Yeah, Appreciate the phone call. There's a lot to chew on there. Let's do this. We'll come back and get into it. There's a lot of people that I'm reading right here, right now, that are venturing into the I'm in the Dunn Club. Packers are not going to win it. They're hoping they lose, which I find a little bit surprising, I guess. But saying, hey, look, if they're going to lose, lose big. Get it over with. Get a good draft choice. Get a new head coach and move on. I don't know if I'm there yet, but we'll continue. Stay tuned. A lot more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.